From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House of Representatives made history last night. It became the first of either chamber of Congress to approve a major bill to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The vote was close, 220 to 215, and it included only a single Republican, Joseph Gow of Louisiana. But House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was happy enough with the final result to tease reporters at a news conference after the bill passed.
For all of my friends in the press who have been assaulting me in the hallways, asking if we had the votes, the answer is yes.
The bill would provide insurance coverage to an estimated 36 million more people over the next decade at a cost of around $1 trillion over that time. Overall, it would slightly reduce the federal deficit, however, through reductions in Medicare spending and a new tax on people earning more than $500,000 a year. The Senate is expected to begin its health debate later this month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A suicide bomber struck in a crowded market in northwestern Pakistan today. Police say 12 people were killed, including the mayor of the village, who had formed a local militia to fight the Taliban. The attack took place near the lawless tribal lands where Islamist militants operate. The militants have stepped up their attacks recently after the Pakistani military launched an offensive against them in South Waziristan along the Afghan border. Israeli President Shimon Peres is calling on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas not to step down and to continue peace talks with Israel. Peres spoke in Tel Aviv at a memorial for slain Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin in Tel Aviv. Rabin was assassinated 14 years ago. Linda Gradstein reports.
President Shimon Peres used the occasion to speak directly to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who on Thursday announced he will not run in elections scheduled for January. Peres said that Abbas has toiled for the sake of his people for 50 years, and there were many disappointments and frustrations. But he said that Israel wants true peace and that the next year could be a turning point. Peres also told Israelis that the alternative to a Palestinian state is a never-ending war. U.S. President Barack Obama sent a video message saying that the U.S. bond with Israel is unbreakable. At the same time, he said that, quote, Israelis will not find true security as long as Palestinians are gripped by despair. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Authorities in Mexico have issued a hurricane warning for parts of the Yucatan Peninsula as Hurricane Ida approaches. The storm became a hurricane again last night and is on a path between the resort-filled peninsula and Cuba. It was first a hurricane Thursday when it swept ashore in Nicaragua. 500 homes were destroyed. This is NPR News from Washington. Russian divers are searching the Pacific Ocean for a military plane that crashed Friday night. There were 11 people on board. Officials say there's little chance that anyone survived. The plane was on a training flight over the Tatar Strait when it disappeared from radar screens. The families of those who died in a plane crash off Brazil's coast in June held a memorial service in Rio de Janeiro yesterday. The service was held on a rocky outcrop overlooking the ocean. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Air France Flight 447 was carrying 228 people when it crashed into the sea about 600 miles off the coast of Brazil. The flight was on its way to Paris from Rio de Janeiro. About 400 family members were flown by Air France to Rio for the service, where they met the families of Brazilian victims. A glass memorial engraved with 228 swallows was unveiled, one for each victim. The flight went down without any distress call. The speculation is that faulty pitot tubes used to measure airspeed were to blame, but the flight recorders were never found, and the exact cause will likely never be known. Many of the family members are upset at what they say is the lack of transparency in the French agency investigating the crash. They wore black armbands in protest. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
The Dalai Lama is visiting a remote Indian village near the Tibetan border. Thousands of villagers turned out to get a glimpse of the Tibetan spiritual leader. He's to spend 5 days in Tawang, which has strong ties to Tibet, and is at the heart of a border dispute between Tibet and India. Chinese officials accuse the Dalai Lama of seeking Tibet's independence from China and undermining China's relations with India. The Tibetan leader says he's simply conducting a spiritual lecture tour. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.